You come to camp, you think you're in shape. Does this day kind of reaffirm that, or does it sometimes say, I got to do more work?
No, well, I did better than last year, so I'm satisfied. But there's a lot of room to improve, and you can always do more levels. But it's that kind of day that you only want to do it once a year, and now it's done. So we gotta wait another year to enjoy this day.
What role do you think the 14 pounds that you lost by doing better this year?
Well, I didn't see it during the skating test. I didn't feel it, so I don't know. Hopefully we'll feel better when the games are starting. But I think the beep test was a little easier than last year because of the I'm maybe a little bit lighter. But I think just try to be a little bit faster.
What's the philosophy? I mean, at one time, you know, you needed to be really, really big and strong, especially when you're younger. You're always trying to get stronger. That's what we talk to players. They always say that. It's not common for a player as young as you to get so much lighter. Are there any concerns about playing lighter in a league with big, strong men?
No. I think the main focus for the last couple of years has been just to get a lot of power and just to be strong. That was the kind of main focus this year too. But at the same time, try to get faster. There's a lot of examples. You can be a strong guy and still be. I'm not a heavy guy. I'm still 215 pounds, and I think that's going to be enough for me. And I don't feel like I have to be any heavier than that.
The times last year, Patrick, the 44 goals notwithstanding and the big shot from the dot, but were there times through the neutral zone where you felt like maybe that quick step wasn't there?
Yeah, I think until like January, it felt like that. I probably would have had more goals if I started to play October, mm-hmm. but I really started to play in January, so I gave other guys some heads up, I think the first half of the season felt like I wasn't, my legs weren't there, and it wasn't feeling really good, so I think that was the main focus this year, to feel good right from the start, and just try to feel fast right away, and get some explosiveness to those first couple of steps.
That part of growing as a pro, though, learning that, what it takes through the off season to be prepared?
Yeah, I think I've been working my backs off every summer, but this year I was doing the same stuff, but tried to be maybe a little bit more of an pro athlete, and I've been always eating well, but I was trying to eat not that much candy and that kind of stuff, so try to be a good pro, and it was hard, but I hope it's worth it.
So you're 215 now?
Yeah, around that.
After the testing?
Yeah.
You were 229 last season?
Yeah, it was something like that. At the end of the season, it was like something 228 or 229.
What'd you come in the league at?
No idea. I have a bad memory. It's a long time ago. So. Been in the league so many years. I can't remember.
Exciting year, though, Patrick, for what you guys did last year. A couple of reasons. I mean, to be able to come back and push again, and also a couple of games at home in early November. How do you view this season coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting season. Just looking forward to those couple of games at home. It's going to be an unforgettable week for sure, and one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities for me and the team. So that will be probably one of the highlights of the year for sure, and overall exciting year because we did so well last year, so obviously expectations are high for us, but it's not going to get any easier. All the teams want to make it to the playoffs, and only 16 teams make it, so we just gotta play the same way and even better than we did last year, and make it to the playoffs first.
Paul,
what would you like to accomplish on a personal level?
Just help my team to win more. I think that's it, and I think my only focus on it just improving as a player. I think that's something I want to accomplish this year, and if I do that, then I'll be I'll be satisfied with that, but I don't have any like number goals for the season.
Paul slotting in.
It would be a nice achievement for sure, but like I said, I don't have any number goals.
Patrick, would you like to get your contract situation sorted before the season? Do you think it'll be a distraction?
I don't think so. I still got one more year, so it's something that I don't have to worry right now. Just worrying about playing hockey and worrying about being involved with this team every day, and that's something that comes with time at some point. But that's not something that I worry about right now.
Paul said that it looks like Brian Little between you and Nikolaj Ehlers, at least early on. What does that mean to you? There wasn't instant chemistry last year, but there were signs that trio can really work. What do you like about Brian as a center iceman?
He's a really good player. We had some. It wasn't maybe going as well as we thought at first, but I think we had some really good streaks on my first year with Brian, and he's a really good player. He's easy to play with, and he can pass the puck really well, and he's a kind of same type of player as Paul was when he was playing with me and Nick. So he's a veteran guy, and he knows what to do with two young guys, and I think we'll be a good trio when the season starts.
Is there anything that you guys can do to try to get a little bit of chemistry going early on? Or is that just kind of steroids?
No, I think you can't force it. It's there if it's there, and well, you can always build on it and try to do a lot of work at practice, and but I think it's there. We know it, but we just gotta get it going and get some good stuff going in the ice, and I think it will be fine.
For you, from a preseason perspective, how many games would you like to play? Or if you look at seven?
I don't want to play seven games, I can tell you that. Probably, I think I'll be good with like three or four games.
And would you like for your line to be together for those three or four? Like, is something like that important to getting chemistry early?
Yeah, if that's coach's plan that we're going to play with that line, then obviously I want to practice playing with that line, and I think that would be probably the smartest thing to do, but there's some smarter guys in the coach's room, and they know what they're doing, so I don't have to start analyzing that, but it would be fun to play the preseason games with that line.
Do